We're getting to that point where we're looking forward to harvest, and we've received some late season rains that unfortunately probably won't have a very positive impact on this year's crop. It may help shore up some canola crops that were later to fill, and certainly really good for our pasture and fall feed situation. But looking at our cereal crops and our pulse crops, this rain event actually is probably not very helpful from a yield perspective. And in fact, many growers are finding that it's actually hampering their harvest efforts for those that were looking especially forward to that pulse acre being ready to harvest here this week.
Are we seeing a lot of staging issues in some crops?
Absolutely. This moisture's brought on a lot of second growth and greening up of our pulse crops. And so growers are really struggling with which crop to harvest. Do we wait for that greener material? And even just a lot of our herbicide applications that we'd use to help our desiccation products that we'd help to use as harvest aids are going to be less impactful on that really green material. So causing some problems for growers and having to reduce expectations out of some of those products as well.
Crop development, how would you rate it in general terms?
Well, it is so dependent on which clouds you were under. There's areas certainly in the northwest of Saskatchewan that are certainly really dry and probably some growers that are unfortunately looking at crop insurance type levels of yield. And then we also have pockets that got some of those June rains carried through to that instability in July and then followed up with these last few rains that are probably going to have above average crops. And you don't have to go more than 30 to maybe sometimes 60 miles apart, and you go from one scenario to the next, where you go from kind of that poor kind of crop insurance levels to where guys are average, above average, and even kind of hinting at bumper in some areas.
Where have we been hearing about some of the potential for better yields, again, over, you know, large areas? I know some crops in West Central have been doing well, the Southeast. Where have you been hearing some positive stories?
So I'm hearing some positive stories, and I'll pause it. The combines haven't rolled yet, but, you know, you get into that, like you said, the West Central, that Unity area. I think they got some rain certainly in through June and have carried through with that instability and getting some of those thunder showers that have carried them through. I think they're expecting above average yields. When we go out to the Yorkton country and we get into that area there, they've been really quiet all year because it's actually almost been ideal in some of those pockets out in that East Central area as well. I think when you get above that Highway 16, that's where we really started to see that the moisture kind of ran out and that instability in through the second half of June. Those storms didn't reach above that Highway 16 threshold there. So those are the areas where, you know, if you did get a little bit of a shot of moisture, you maybe hung on. But I would say in a general sense that north of 16 is probably drier and looking at some of the worst conditions for harvest, or at least poor yielding thoughts that that's where the yields will land, will be on that poorer side of the spectrum. And again, in through that Highway 41 corridor, that West Central corridor in through south of Saskatoon, I think there's some real potential there for some excellent crops.
When will harvest begin in general? I know there's been a, you know, the odd combine here and there, but when do you think things will go into a higher gear? And of course, that's all dependent on, you know, rain showers or whatever in the coming days, but just based on crop condition.
We're expecting to see a lot more activity in the next 7 to 10 days. I think there was a higher degree of growers that were expecting to be harvesting this weekend through West Central Saskatchewan into the northern parts. But we did get those rain showers last week. Most everyone saw some precipitation for sure. So I'd expect a lot of those fields will dry up and guys will get into the field in the next 7 to 10 days.
Ideal weather conditions for late August and September would be dry and frost-free.
And if we could order the weather, I think most growers would prefer to just get in harvest and get things done. But I will say this, we are still looking at soil moisture reserves in many pockets that are still low. And I think those growers would probably welcome any moisture for the 2026 season to bolster, you know, the prospects for next year.
Nutrien Ag Solutions has some weather experts that you guys talk to. What are they saying for longer term weather, and how accurate can those forecasts be?
We do have a meteorology team that we work with, and Andrew Pritchard is a meteorologist for the Canadian region, and it's been really good to get to know them and understand their world a little bit better. And when you speak to them and talk about their ability to be accurate, I think there's a lot of jokes out there with the accuracy of weathermen. They will talk about the hardest and most difficult time frame to forecast is probably that 4 to 6 week period. They're pretty good at the 5 to 7 day, 10 to 14 day outlook. They have some high degree confidence, and then looking at seasonality as well. But when we look at just that 4 to 6 week time frame, which is what we're thinking about for harvest, it's very difficult for them to predict with a high level of accuracy what that weather looks like. Now, in the short term, we are seeing that the temperatures are going to drop over the next week to 10 days, and we are expecting maybe some return to some instability, but is the ability for us to say that it'll be either a very positive forecast for all of the harvest period that we need to get this year's crop off, very hard to predict at this time.
Being based in Lloydminster, you also have a pretty good handle on what's happening in Alberta. And of course, farmers here in Saskatchewan always want to know what's happening with our neighbors. What can you tell us?
Well, I can tell you that the Alberta piece has been very dry this year, much like the northwest of Saskatchewan and pockets of the southwest of Saskatchewan as well. And so they have had some harvest taking place. They didn't get the moisture last week. So I'd say that harvest is starting up in the Alberta piece, as well as in southern Alberta as well. They missed out on some of the moisture last week, and combines are starting to roll. Southern Alberta actually has a very positive story to tell in many pockets. And they got some of those rains earlier on and were part of that weather pattern that brought moisture in through the southern half of the Canadian prairies. So some good news coming out of southern Alberta. And central Alberta, I think we're still waiting for crops to finish maturing, and I would say the combines will likely start to roll in again, like that 7 to 10 day period.
And what about Manitoba?
So we have some pockets of drought in Manitoba, but we also have some areas in Manitoba that are looking very, very positive. Of course, they've got a big corn crop coming and a nice canola crop coming as well. So I think if you're kind of on that eastern half of Manitoba, they got some rains and they're expecting average to above average yields. And I think in the western pocket of Manitoba, maybe average to below average, just because of some of that limiting moisture that we've seen in pockets all throughout Western Canada.